You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, October 3rd, 2016, week 175 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
No matter how many times we do this,
it doesn't get easier, does it?
No, I don't. I think we need to start putting the month.
Yeah, I have been thinking about that because I always just do it at the beginning of the week. I'm like, number, and then I think I'm going to go back and maybe
put like the month in.
Yeah.
And the year.
And the year even.
Just in case.
And maybe even the week.
Yeah, just the week number it is.
Yeah. I'll start doing that.
No, it's all good. I got it.
I mean, we used to not even put numbers there, I don't think.
No, and we just do math.
Yeah. It just gets harder.
Yeah, our brains have gone to mush. Podcasting for 175 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen with this podcast the next 2 weeks.
Who knows? I mean, this month is the tough month.
Yeah.
It's a miracle we're recording now, honestly.
Yeah.
It almost wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, then we would have had almost zero episodes this month.
Exactly.
But at least we got,
that's why I like Questy Pizzas, because we got the...
Yeah.
On our network, at least, released
we
this
have
an episode.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, great plug. Check out Questy Pizza.
If you could get that plug in early.
From what I hear, it's the like shining light of the Pizza Cast network.
Mm-hmm, I would say so.
We're like the redheaded steps child. No.
Yeah. Happens quickly.
So much production value goes into that podcast.
Yeah.
So little production value goes into this podcast.
You can tell because this is as close to live as we're probably ever going to have been.
Yeah. Unless we actually recorded live. That'd be cool, but I don't know if people would actually watch it. Like if we did like a Facebook live thing, because that is a webcam.
Oh yeah,
you could see like my knee. You could see my stretch marks. You could see my basketball shorts. All that fun stuff.
We should do that one time. Just
one
for the heck of it.
Well, I'll, like wear a suit.
Yeah,
I want to make sure like I look as nice as possible.
Make it all nice and stuff. Be like, this is what we do every week.
Maybe have like some bottles, like a bottle of wine or a champagne. Just make it look like we know what we're doing.
Well, what we do is we only live stream like one of the sections.
Yeah, we only live stream one day. And then after that, we can like get back into our normal clothes. I'm just like sweating like crazy wearing a full suit in this room.
Yeah.
So let's just get into it. So we had a busy weekend. That's why we didn't record.
Mm-hmm.
And then next weekend, I'm out of town. And then the weekend after that, I'm like out of the state. And the weekend after that, I'm back in town. But that's like the 22nd, I think, 21st, 22nd weekend.
And the week after that's Kamikaze.
Nope. Los Angeles Comic-Con, technically.
Oh, really? They changed the name?
They changed the name. Stan Lee's
Los
Angeles Comic-Con. Yeah.
Because like, when we signed up, it was Kamikaze.
Yeah. Like last week.
They did not send me an email saying it changed its name. I feel like that's important. Maybe I don't want to go to the Stan Lee.
You want to go to an event called Kamikaze?
Yes. Which is funny because weren't we talking about that? Like how
it's an irresponsible name, in my opinion.
Yeah. Maybe I think it must have gotten too big. It's like this name's getting around. Yeah. People are like, that's a weird name. Where before they've had this name for a while.
They're like, what is this? Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Like, Stan Lee's there. So it's like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
What is this Kamikaze? Are we rounding up the Japs again? Is that what we're doing?
There you go. It's a Comic-Con. We're trying to get a lot of Japanese people to go.
We know Stan Lee was involved with World War II. We're not sure to what capacity.
Suspicious. Wait a second.
So, yeah. So we're going to be at Stan Lee's Los Angeles Comic-Con. And I think technically it has to be spelled Comic-Con. Because I think Comic-Con is a registered trademark of San Diego Comic-Con.
Interesting. Yeah, it looks like... there's no Los Angeles Comic-Con right now.
No.
Right? Like New York has one.
Yeah, New York has one.
And then the San Diego one, they just call it Comic-Con.
That's the only one that's allowed to be called just Comic-Con.
Yeah. Does New York Comic-Con, are they... spelled differently? They're not one. They're dash two.
I think it's.
I assume.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to do comic dash con.
Yeah.
Or comic space con.
Mm-hmm.
Or comic con, one word with two C's.
Yeah, pretty much any iteration except the one.
Except
they got.
For the one that everyone calls it. Also, there's going to be someone at Comic Con at LA Comic Con that I'm interested in meeting. The dude who played Wesley in Princess Bride is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
How much money should I pay for an autograph? That's my question.
From him or from anybody?
From anyone. I think Stan Lee is the only person I'm willing to pay for an autograph from.
I feel like $50. Like,
I think Stan Lee is $80, so I'm priced out of that $80. One.
Did you not?
I don't have anything signed.
Ah, because you have a picture. You have a picture.
I have pictures of him.
Of him, okay.
Not with him.
I feel like you should have just done a quick selfie.
I should have. I didn't even think about it for some reason.
Oh, yeah, me either. Like, he was right next to us many times over the course because he went to his daughter's booth for a second. I feel like...
Well, I didn't see him there, but I saw him like...
Oh, yeah, you weren't there, were you?
I wasn't there.
Okay, I was there. I feel like I'm just so awestruck and I'm like, he's just walking around. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Why is it so easy to get a picture? I don't know.
I wonder how that's gonna change this month.
I wonder if he even does have autograph.
Yeah, he does. Like, it's like one of those private things, though.
Oh,
like, it's
in
like Elvira also does it. Yeah. It's like in a booth thing.
Yeah, it's not on the line of like.
No, they're whoever. In like the middle, and you can't see them when they're doing it. They're in like a shrouded room almost.
But do they give them more time to do it, or like is it still a line?
Yeah, there's like a line of people going into this little tent thing.
Interesting. Yeah, you figure he would get a prize. I mean, it's just the looks on some of those people in those lines, but they're getting paid to get them. But
oh, like the people like
they're just on the line.
Yeah,
and it's just like, well, some people are excited, but like
most of them are not.
Other people are like, I have to be here.
Yeah, they're like my financial.
Well, some guys get
dependent.
Paid a ton, and they're like, oh, I'm making a ton of money. Other guys are like, this is the only thing I'm known for, and like,
yeah, like good thing I was in that episode of Star Trek and I wasn't sick that day.
Exactly.
I really wanted to call sick that day, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Good thing, because now I can still make money. I can still charge $20 for an autograph somehow.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to blow up, and someone would actually want my autograph.
Quote-unquote.
Yeah. I was a red shirt. I got killed.
I was one of those freaks in Land of the Lost, I forgot what they're called. Remember?
those guys, the green dudes?
Yeah, those guys were there.
Yeah. Like, were they?
And then one of the kids was there.
Yeah, I remember one.
And then the head from Pee Wee's Playhouse
there.
Was there. We shouldn't talk shit on these people. I'm not. Well, it's not really.
No. We're just saying. Like, I mean, I'm glad they're getting. I'd do the same thing. I mean, obviously.
I mean, it's either that or like work at a Starbucks. Like, you're not qualified to do much else.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, yeah.
I shouldn't talk shit on people that work at Starbucks either.
No, that's a hard menu. That's a long menu, and they got all the specials.
Yeah, and you have to deal with the irritated people.
Yeah.
So let's just get into the superhero news.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if there's an episode next week, amazing. If there isn't, just the earthquake.
Listen to Questing Pizza, then that's...
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's the alternative.
Yeah.
We throw that out there. We would be giving it its own
Questing Pizza, singular.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Don't be confused. Singular pizza.
Yeah, singular pizza. Maybe one day we'll grow to multiple pizzas, but...
Maybe.
I don't know.
But you gotta start from one.
Just like us. So yeah, superhero movie news. Thor Ragnarok news. Sam Neill says he's in it.
Ah, that's exciting.
He also said he's dead in Jurassic World. He's like, I'm probably dead by now.
Yeah. So. I thought someone else commented on that too, saying he was probably dead too.
Colin Trevorrow probably.
Probably. I think it was Colin Trevorrow actually.
I mean, he's the only one qualified to say it, I think.
I mean, you think after like two encounters, you'd probably go pretty crazy.
That, like PTSD.
And then you'd be like, you'd probably be one of the guys like anti-Jurassic World. You'd be like, what are they doing? Are you guys serious?
He's like, I lived through this twice.
Like, yeah.
Almost
and then Jeff Goldblum
times.
Did it twice. And it's like, remember San Diego? Are you guys crazy? And yeah, no one listened to them. They're like, we're still building parks.
I think like with that much money behind it, they'd probably just bury him.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. They'd be able to, like
if Hillary Clinton can kill people, you're telling me...
It's true.
What's his name, can't? Santa Claus?
Santa Claus.
What's his name? Like, old white dude?
Oh, Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, what's his character's name? He played Santa Claus.
The guy who owned Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Why am I blanking on his name? Well, I don't know when he died in that...
In
the timeline of that universe. Because they had a statue, they said he
murder,
died.
Murder-suicide.
He was definitely in Jurassic Park 2, so I don't think they mentioned him dying in 3.
No.
So there's a big 10-year gap of time where people are already sick of dinosaurs. So I don't know what happened in that 10 years.
Yeah.
That's why that. So
that's
weird
a crazy thing. 10 years. That's all it takes.
Like, I guess if you're
like,
because it's for children, and I guess, I don't know.
Like,
I'm
zoos
still
exist.
Yeah. And people aren't bored of them.
Yeah. Like,
so if it's dinosaurs, how are people getting bored of them? And everyone who was actually at the park in Jurassic World seemed to be having a good time, except for like the older brother, I guess, in the movie. But everyone else seemed to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they said satisfaction was up, but they needed to up the ante. I don't know. It's very convoluted, but that's okay.
Like, you could always go to like Margaritaville or Sunglass Hut or whatever. They have in that weird
downtown
Jurassic
World. It's still like
a
resort. It's still fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's still an island.
Like, people still go to SeaWorld and Blackfish came out.
Yeah. So obviously people are looking for...
Unrealistic. Colin Trevorrow, yeah. IRS as consultants.
Mm-hmm. That's the most fantastical part of the movie. Not the dinosaurs. It's the
fact that
people
got bored of
reaction
it in 10 years.
To it. Exactly.
10 years optimistically. That's
exactly. That's assuming it went right off the ground after Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah. Like, mutant dinosaurs. Okay, this was a mistake. Let's just open a theme park.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Sam Neill says he's in Thor Ragnarok. Yes. We don't know what he's doing.
I really hope he's with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That we need that scene.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to do anything, but I just want them to be on the same screen at the same time.
Like,
it's like, no, they have to do something.
They
have to
make
a line.
They can even, like, edit it in. Or it's just, like, maybe, like, Sam Neill just tying a seatbelt or something.
Yes, just do that. Because I feel like that's the reason to put Sam Neill in the movie.
Yeah. Like the only reason.
You have
really.
Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum? I know. So, like...
Who's next? Laura Dern?
Yeah.
Like, idiot kid?
No. Nah, that's too far. Maybe one of the kids in the... Oh, like the idiot... I didn't know which one you're talking about. For some reason, I thought you were talking about the raptor kid.
Yeah.
Or are you talking about him, or are you talking about the other kid? They're both idiot kids.
All the kids are idiots.
Yeah, all three of the kids. There's two kids in the main movie, and then one kid in the beginning.
The black girl from Lost World.
Yes. Bring her back.
What could she possibly be doing with her life? That's
exactly.
So important that she can't just stop by Australia.
I think she should just go and start filming in Australia. It seems like quite a commitment. You have to go all the way to Australia.
I don't think that's that long. Like, nowadays.
It's far. I know, but like, it's kind of far. And I assume he doesn't have a big part.
How much money would it take? How much money do you think it takes Sam Neill? I bet you
know
what?
True.
Sam Neill probably just canceled his appearance at Comic-Con, LA Comic-Con.
That's a good point. He can do all the Comic-Cons. He's like, I don't have to go to like 5-6 of those?
Okay. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'll just go to Australia once.
What's he been doing? I got to check his
IMDb.
Because I know he's probably doing stuff that I never know about.
Took out my chance of him being America's Sweetheart this week is what you
just
did. Oh,
Peaky Blinders. I have seen him.
Oh, yeah, he was in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. So Hunt for the Wilder People.
Whatever that is,
I don't know.
That sounds like Jurassic.
But yeah, I've only seen like the first two episodes of Peaky Blinders, but I like him in that.
Yeah,
there we go. That's what he's been doing. Good enough for me.
Yeah. Avengers: Infinity War news.
We got two cast members confirmed. I think they both confirmed themselves. I believe.
Yeah.
It's hard. I never know where the source comes from because sometimes the Russo brothers are like, yeah, and then this guy's in it, and then sometimes the actors are like, yeah, I'm in it. But Samuel L. Jackson also made some other weird comments, too. But Infinity War's Benedict Cumberbatch and Samuel L. Jackson confirmed themselves for Infinity War.
Cool.
So I'm assuming they're all talking about, like, the first movie when they say confirmed.
Well, yeah, because they changed the name of the second movie.
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
True.
So we don't even know the name.
I wonder if they won't even release the name. I wonder if, like, gives away plot detail or something.
Probably. No, it'd be weird.
But it would be weird.
Because, like, they don't do that for, like, Civil
War. There's no
War
other title I can tell from the
doesn't,
title.
Like, spoil Winter Soldier.
Maybe they just haven't thought of it yet.
Winter Soldier doesn't spoil First Avenger.
Yeah, none of them really.
Dark World doesn't
is there
spoil
any
Thor.
There's not many titles that spoil movies. Some do.
No, that spoil, I'm saying the predecessor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially.
Like, I guess one would be... Well, if you have a brain, and you're, like, Captain America the Winter Soldier, and you watch...
That is technically a spoiler, actually.
You're like, oh, this fool didn't die.
Yeah, you know it's Bucky, which they try to keep it a secret for some reason.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't know. But I feel like you'd be confused. Like, if you're watching that movie and you are confused that that's him, then you're like, you wouldn't even know who it is when he revealed himself. You're like, I forgot about that dude from the first movie.
But yeah, because they kill him off pretty, like, insincerely. It seems
exactly.
Like.
They just kill him off. They don't mention it. I mean, he tries like the only he tries to drink and he can't get drunk. But that's really the only mention. It's not like a longing thing that he's like thinking about it constantly. Yeah. He's just like, oh, he's dead. Okay, fall off that train.
He's like, okay, well, I still got like six more Howling Commandos. So.
Exactly. I mean, he was my best friend, but I got some other Howling Commandos. I got the Asian dude and the black dude, and you know, that's enough.
Yeah, and the British guy.
Yes, the British dude.
That's the bad guy from Walking Tall.
Yes. And he also showed up in Agent Carter for a second for some reason.
Spider-Man Homecoming news. Tyrone Woodley, UFC star, is not going to appear due to the fact that he revealed that he had a role in the movie. So I guess he said it, and then Marvel's like, nope.
Yeah, not most Marvel people don't take nothing.
Yeah.
You gotta be secret or they'll just... But I think he said something like, he was trying to like cover himself too. He's like, oh, I had another project too that I would rather do anyway or something.
I'm sure.
Like that. Yeah. That's what they
rather than
say.
Being Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Tyrone Woodley.
Yeah, sure.
And also Spider-Man Homecoming rap production.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, because it just went to New York for a couple weeks to do some New York stuff.
That's crazy how they can make Atlanta, anywhere in Atlanta, look like New York.
I know.
Unless they're doing like interior shots of a high school, and I guess some exterior.
I guess that's the easy part.
No interior. But. It has to be interior shots. You're telling me any high school, unless they like heavily FX like special effects it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do some of that. I don't know. They do special effects for everything.
Yeah,
like it's weird. Like even movies that don't
like
need
Wolf
special
of Wall Street.
Effects. Yeah, they got special effects everywhere.
I mean, I guess Wolf of Wall Street. Does it need special effects? That much.
It doesn't need it, but like.
But they do it.
I think they all have, like, they all use them even if it's just like a normal, unless it's like an indie movie or something.
Yeah. Which I think is the appeal for a lot of people of indie films.
Yeah. It's just all real stuff. Real small scale.
Yeah.
Just actors.
Like boat models blowing up and stuff instead of.
Yeah.
I don't know what movies do nowadays.
And then we got some Black Panther news. Winston Duke has been cast as Man-Ape.
Awesome.
I really wonder how it's going to look.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing.
I'm curious.
That's like if they said like Gorilla Grodd.
That's pretty much what it is. It's basically if a dude killed Gorilla Grodd and wore his body as a suit. That's what his outfit looks like.
Yeah.
Except it's a white ape. So, and it's I was like reading his character. He's like, he drinks the blood of some ape and gets powers or something. It's bizarre.
That's awesome.
I'm really curious how they do this in the movie.
Yeah.
And then I think those are the two main villains, him and Michael B. Jordan's character. And then Andy Serkis is also confirmed. Ulysses Klaue is coming back.
Does that scare you? We've talked about it many times, the curse of the three villains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, they're also in Spider-Man, there's three villains.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But, I mean, Marvel doesn't even do good with one villain, so it's not like it really matters. Because Marvel's... They've told us so far they're not about their villains.
Yeah.
So the villain thing doesn't really matter. Like, I'll be happy if, like, any one of them is good because Marvel's so bad at them that I'm like, whatever you want to do. But also, I think, like, when they do, I'm trying to think of examples where they have multiple villains. I guess technically Avengers had multiple villains, sort of.
Who?
Thanos? I don't know.
Avengers?
Yeah, the first one. Kind of.
That was mainly Loki, though.
Yeah, I guess. I guess Ultron had Crossbones, like, but they got rid of him quick.
Yeah.
It wasn't even really an issue.
No, Ultron didn't have Crossbones that quick. No, Civil War.
Civil War.
Yeah, that was barely.
Yeah. I guess Winter Soldier had a few villains, if you say Winter Soldier and then... Crossbones, kind of, and then Robert Redford, kind of. But they all did so many different things. Kind of worked out. So, we'll see.
This movie's coming out. I don't know how to describe it. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck is directing and writing it.
Okay.
It stars a character that we've seen in probably the most superhero movies.
Mm.
And they finally discovered a title for it, or he gave it away, called The Batman.
Oh, okay. It's not like we knew about this like a year ago. I don't know how long ago. It's been a while. Like, I feel like
we finally got a title.
Yeah, but like they said this. This was a rumor for like.
Oh, the Batman was a rumor.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For long. Oh, you didn't know that.
I'm just surprised. I was like, how are they going to pull out? Like, they can't do like the Dark Knight anymore.
No.
They can't do like. They have to think of something.
They're like, we already got Batman.
We already have Batman.
Let's just put a "the" in front of it.
Yeah, we have Batman and Robin. Can't do that one. Batman Forever. The Batman.
Yeah. Like Perry White says. No one cares about Clark Kent going up against the Batman.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where they got the title. They're like, Perry White said it, man. Yeah. That's the title. That's what we're doing.
Not like Son of Gotham.
They should have Bat of Gotham.
That would be crazy.
Lex Luthor's line.
Weird title.
Bat of Gotham. It's like, oh, I've never heard anybody say that.
Yeah.
The Bat of Gotham. That's a weird.
I had disappointment in my mother the other day. She's like, I watched Batman vs. Superman.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, Mom. But then she's like, I saw Captain America Civil War. Great movie. And I was like, okay.
All right. Like, that's fine. That's just like the.
That's like a weird scale, but okay.
It's like the superhero scale where you're like, I enjoyed it because I like Batman and Superman. Well,
she saw it on the plane, so I'm wondering what cut of the movie she saw.
Yeah.
But you said she couldn't stay awake through it the first time she saw it. So she had to. She fell asleep. And then
I can't imagine it's the ultimate cut because that is
no,
long.
No, but I'm wondering if they cut stuff out of the movie.
Oh, that's what I want. I want an edited version of
yeah,
that
I want
movie.
Something edited down. Like,
I know like the ultimate cut helped me like solve some of the issues I had with it, but I still want it short.
Yeah.
Just because it's too long. Because nothing like happened. They don't. There's no fighting for 2 hours. It's a weird thing.
That is weird.
Like a lot of superhero movies like, they give you enough fights in between that you're like, oh, okay, I can stick with this. Then I got the story, then I got some action. But this was like a story-ish story, and then just talking.
Looking at pictures of Wonder Woman
yeah.
with Chris Pine. And
mm-hmm. A lot of weird stuff.
A lot of weird dreams.
A lot of slow parts.
Yeah. TV news. Luke Cage news. Apparently it was so popular over the weekend, Netflix servers crashed.
Nice.
On Saturday.
Nice.
No, it was not nice.
It is nice.
I was trying to watch it. It was very annoying. I was like, why can't I log? I was on my Apple TV. I was like, why can't I log in? Every time I log in, it says error. I was like, why are these errors coming up? And then I finished like an episode I watched like half of.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just wouldn't show any more episodes. And I was like, I know there's like 4 more episodes I need to watch.
I know there's more of this show. Yeah. That'd be a weird way to end it.
So then I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch Gallivant. So I go down to Gallivant, and I finish that episode, and it says no more episodes. And I'm like, no, I'm like not even done with the first season. This isn't how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Man, that's the...
That's crazy.
I mean, Daredevil and Jessica Jones, neither of them...
Did that.
That's crazy. And you figured Netflix would have even better
like
servers.
By now. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
Should I reveal a secret about Luke Cage? I saw it all.
Me too.
That's impressive.
I know.
Knowing your weekend.
Knowing, I know. But, like, I was watching Midnight at Thursday, watching a bunch.
Oh, okay.
And then last night, and then this morning. Okay. So I kind of, like,
okay,
I didn't know if I was going to get through all of it, because I was like, oh. Like, I didn't expect to get through all of it. I was like, I'm so close. I might as well watch the last few.
Come back on Wednesday to hear our thoughts about Luke Cage.
Yes, indeed. But we got some Defenders news. A Misty Knight, who was in Luke Cage, she's confirmed to appear.
Nice.
So
I liked her a lot.
Me too. I liked her a lot. So we got her, like, as far as the side characters, Foggy, I think, is Foggy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I think has she been confirmed?
Trish
from Jessica Jones.
So pretty much, like...
All the
sidekick.
Is, like, their best friend people.
Is Rosario Dawson confirmed?
She must be, right?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be the most shocking thing if she wasn't in it. Because
I'm convinced that she only had like a one season contract, and she just like broke up that one season across 3 shows.
That's probably what it is.
Because like
it's literally like 6 episodes here. It's
and then 3 or like 2 and then.
I think that's what it is. I think you're right because she said she doesn't know what show she's on. She just has a contract with Marvel or Netflix or both of them or whatever.
That's crazy.
And she doesn't know when they'll ask her to show up. She just knows she has this many episodes.
Yeah, let's talk more about that on Wednesday.
Yeah. And then we got an announcement from the CW DC universe, all the four shows on the network, they announced the crossover villain, and the crossover villain will be the Dominators.
Were they the ones in the, or no, in that Marvel or the DC animated movie, where it's like the they like brought them in to replace the Justice League, or was that the All-Stars?
Do you remember? What the Elite, maybe.
What was it called?
No, yeah, the Elite. Superman versus the Elite.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
that was a good movie. I like that movie.
Wait,
but these guys are like I never heard of them. I don't know if they're because they're probably not in an animated form, but they're like some alien invader people, and I think they're usually associated with they're a future enemy usually. I mean, they got time travel with the Legend of Tomorrow, so maybe that's factors in,
yeah,
or something. So it's something like that. I don't know really too much about him, but it was based on some Justice League comic they were the main villain of.
And then comic book news, Wonder Woman news. You hear about this?
No.
She was confirmed to have been in same-sex relationship.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
It's all women. Like,
yeah. Like,
what are they going to do? Like, not... like
not release their sexual tension
yeah.
with each other?
Yeah.
As so. If.
yeah. So you figure... that's going on. I mean,
yeah,
they don't really, they never leave the islands.
That's what I was wondering, if they just like bring dudes in.
Yeah.
Or they just like battle dudes and then like rape them or something.
I think like part of her origin, like she's never seen a man before or something.
Then she had to have been with a woman.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's like thousands of years and stuff.
That's interesting. Like, do you think, now I just want to like, remember like how I used to always want to perform like really weird experiments on people? Like
mm-hmm.
I was like, I just want to have kids and then experiment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Or I was like, I just give one a basketball. I mean, it's not like weird, but like, I just
No. It's normal. I think we can learn so much from that. But it's morally
like taboo.
It's like
to say like I want to have a kid.
Oh just, yeah, like, it's
give
very
him a basketball and then just see if he turns into a Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it's very wrong, and like you can't experiment on people like that. But like, it'd be cool to find out stuff like that.
So like. If you could develop a society of women that never saw a man,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how they reproduce because they're Amazons, I guess they don't reproduce.
Life finds a way.
Nice. And would gender roles come out eventually, where like some women are like the men and the other women are like the women? Like that has to happen eventually.
That's the interesting part.
Yeah.
But it's like,
but how do they know to act like that? They've never been with a man.
But are you like giving, is there a person guiding them to do stuff? Or is it like Tarzan type stuff, except without, they'd have to be raised by somebody.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
And then the person raising them would bring biases.
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. I feel like neither of them are very,
yeah,
they're very
but I feel
neutral.
Like they would bring bias, like. Unconscious, even.
See, this is
it's hard to like wipe a slate. Like you'd have to like mind.
I need like
you'd have to Jason Bourne somebody.
I need like a civilization simulator that I can just fast forward. Like you know how like scientists have it.
Yeah,
and they're like, "This is proof that we're all in a simulation."
Mm-hmm.
I need one of those. I need to get my hands on one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone out there has one of those,
yeah,
let me use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna clone myself and give myself like a paintbrush, one of my clones. I think this is like episode 10 stuff we're talking about. It's like give one a paintbrush and speak only German to one and
mm-hmm.
give one a basketball.
Just see the different outcomes of nature. It's basically the ultimate nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Type experiment.
Give one a soccer ball.
Mm-hmm.
Give one a trampoline. That was me. But like.
It's pretty much you're describing exactly the show Orphan Black. Which
is that
like,
what they did?
I don't know the reason they did anything, but they just have a bunch of clones. They're all the same person, but they're all like very unique and. They're all raised in different circumstances, different countries, different...
Like, talk shit to one.
Nothing's like intentionally pushed upon them, but it's just naturally what they do.
Well, the problem with the simulation in my head, is I would have to clone, like, baby clones of me, and then I would have to clone myself.
Yeah.
And then that's a very scary mix, because if I've seen anything in television, all the clones of me are like, well, why is this guy the leader?
Yeah.
I would have to
they
clone
always
myself.
Turn on you.
Like, maybe, when do you think I was most... This is a stupid question. I was about to ask, when do you think I was most responsible to raise a child? And I was like, not yet.
Yeah, yeah. Time ahead. Future you.
Yeah, like... Maybe in like a few years, I'll be mm-hmm. responsible enough to raise a child. That was a dumb question. Okay.
I probably say, I think I get more like responsible as time goes on. Like
how
now
young
is
yeah, like I could probably
like
raise a child right now.
Now compared to like 2 years ago, 5 years ago, yes. I'm not saying you're ready now. I just said
I'm
comparatively
more ready now than
to,
I was.
To, yes, exactly.
I'm like the most ready I've ever been to raise a child.
Yes, that's a fact, I think.
Oh, and I feel like I was really responsible like a few years ago.
All right.
And then now I'm like just more irresponsible. I'm like, well, the ship has sailed. I'm having a kid anytime soon. So let me just black out and make mistakes. And no Star Wars news. I don't know. They released some toys and stuff.
No, they're really quieting down, I guess. But I'm sure that Rogue One marketing is going to go into high gear.
Yeah. Have you been seeing all the stuff they've been pushing out for Doctor Strange?
Yeah, all the TV spots and
stuff.
And
like Facebook and stuff, they've been posting a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It's clearly a month away because they're like, this movie exists still. Yeah. I know we're all the cool news is Spider-Man and Guardians and stuff, but Doctor Strange still exists.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Deepan from 2015. That's an Indian something. Only reason I know that is that DH. You don't see that anywhere else. So. But pretty well probably like Deepin. What's a Deepin? Okay.
Well, you don't even know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but I know how to pronounce it.
Oh, okay, yeah. True.
Come back tomorrow for a sequel. A sequel. Reboot. Remake. Adaptation. A remake. And an original movie. Kind of like an adaptation. What? And then also for TV news, it's going to be a reboot. A new season. An end of a show and an end of a show. So that's what you have to look forward to tomorrow on Destiny Pizzas. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.